You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently of a case argued orally before this Supreme Court, Glacier Northwest versus International Brotherhood of Teamsters. As I understand, this involves the National Labor Relations Act, of which Richard is a very careful analyst. It turns on whether employers are capable of recovering losses incurred during strike actions. There looks to be the decision made some time ago by the NLRA that losses caused by strike practices are not recoverable. However, in this instance, the facts are established, they're not in debate. There was a uniform action by the Teamsters that led to the asset destruction of certain parts of this business. Richard, I hope I've summarized correctly because this is a case that could be decided as early as this spring.
Well, John, it's an extremely convoluted case, but what you said is enough to get the story going. First of all, what we have to understand is that the National Labor Relations Act privileges both unions on the one hand and manufacturers on the other to take certain acts which would otherwise be quite illegal. The most important of these developments is that the statute gives the union the sole right to bargain on behalf of its workers and who are chosen when it's chosen by majority vote, and it gives the employer a duty to deal. If this were just a common law regime or an antitrust regime, everything here would be per se illegal. Collective refusals to deal are a violation of the antitrust laws because they take individual people, they form a united front, and they act as though they're kind of monopoly. Coercing somebody to bargain against his will has never been allowed in any other context, but it's allowed here. And so what the basic statute says, and the Supreme Court has blessed this, is all sorts of massive economic dislocations for the firm and for all sorts of third parties who are denied his services. Those are just losses that don't count. They're called incidental losses, as if somehow that makes them go away. But in this particular case, the loss in question was damage to physical property. And it was done by a very carefully contrived scheme. These people took their trucks out. They kept the concrete mixers on. The strike was called. They immediately bring them back to port. They leave the mixers on still so they don't immediately harden. But it's actually impossible, given the current influx of the trucks, for all of them to be essentially shut down in time to avoid serious damage, and damage followed. But the strike itself is settled within a week after the dispute is set. And what happens, the employer says, look, I got several $100,000 worth of damages from trucks and concrete and so forth. Those are not protected by the National Labor Relations Act. Physical injury is not covered. I think they're exactly correct. But what you did is you had a decision in a very bluish state, Washington State Supreme Court, which says we think that the preemption covers not only economic dislocations, but physical injury. Anything that's incident to a strike is something that's covered by the National Labor Relations Act and therefore preempted. The fly in the ointment is that the National Labor Relations Act does not have the power to award damages for the physical injury that takes in this case. So putting it back to the board, in effect, is a disaster. The correct procedure, which had long been followed, says what you do is you bring your tort actions for intentional infliction of physical damage. That's a tort known everywhere. It's not privileged under the National Relations Act. If you think the harm is something that is protected by the particular statute as a defendant union, what you do is you go into state court and say, this thing is blocked because of the other statute. They can't sue here. And then you rule on that issue. What the union wants is to reverse the procedure and to say you always go into the National Labor Relations Act And there you could go to die. And maybe, although it's not even clear that they could do this, they'll say, look, this is not covered by the act, so you can go back to the court. And so the situation is where you start may be where you end up. And what happened in the Washington case is that the state Supreme Court gave a very broad reading of the preemption doctrine, not consistent, I think, with what Justice Frankfurter said when he wrote this decision back in 1959. He talked about local feeling and sentiment and responsibility. And he says, we do not think there's the slightest evidence that the Congress, when it passed the National Labor Relations Act in 1935, meant to give a wholesale exemption against physical damage, whether it was caused in the obvious way by blowing something up with a fuse or in this rather subtle situation by returning the things with the engine running, knowing full well that they could not get everything.
We have 1 minute, Richard, and this is San Diego Building Trades Council versus Garmin, 1959. Yes. Yes, go ahead. 1 minute.
And so you're seeing here again what is clearly part of the general change in drift. American labor unions essentially have had a rough go of it, I would say, over the last 50 years. It's not a rough go that they've had because the law has turned against them. It's been remarkably constant over that time. But what was clearly has happened is that unionization makes less and less sense to more and more people. And what happens is the Biden administration and many of these activist state courts have decided we're going to try and boost the prospects of union by allowing them to engage in tactics that they would not have been able to do under the Garmin
doctrine. Just a few seconds, Richard. Go ahead.
Of the Garmin some years ago. And this is just a polar case because we're going to see whether or not the new aggressive nature of the progressive states and the Biden administration is going to pass muster in the Supreme Court. My guess is that the union will lose 6-3 on a straight liberal conservative split.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.